So let's just return to the body. We've been talking a lot, so energy will have gone up into our heads. So let's just relax back down into the body. Coming to the sense of touch, touching and being touched. Notice your skin's contact with your clothes, your body's contact with your seat, your skin's contact with the air. And just let yourself rest within the frame of your body. Notice your breath moving your body. Really relaxing into that sense of touching and being touched. Feel the solidity of your body. Feel a sense of gravity sinking down into the floor, sinking down into the seat. Be aware also of your spine and that sense of uprightness. And therefore noticing the sense of levity, of moving upwards. So noticing the sense of gravity which sinks downwards, and the sense of sitting up, the uprightness. Notice the different sides of your body, the front of your body and the back of your body. The left of your body, the right of your body. Notice the parts of the body that feel well and peaceful. Notice the parts of your body that might be struggling or in pain. Just embracing the body. Bringing in the sense of hearing the sound of my voice, hearing other sounds in my room maybe, hearing sounds in your own room. Bringing together hearing and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Being aware of the sense of seeing. So noticing what you see, whether inwardly or outwardly. Letting seeing come together with hearing and touching. Feel the joining of the senses. as just specialized outgrowths of the body. Feeling the connectedness between the senses, the connectedness between seeing and hearing, between seeing and touching. Becoming aware that we touch and are touched, we hear and are heard, we see and are seen as we participate in the life of the universe. Touching, hearing, seeing. Breathing in, we include the sense of smell. Letting that sense awaken within us, whether faint or strong. Smelling the moment. Smelling whatever's in the air. Opening into the mystery of smelling. A direct encounter with whatever is carried on the air just at this moment. That moment where that which is outside us is drawn into the heart of our bodies, filtered through our nose. Becoming aware of our own smell. Our own perfume that is a product of our presence. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing, and touching. Paying attention to the mouth and the tongue, and being aware of the global sense of taste, that most intimate of senses. Tasting the moment, tasting experience. Ingesting, tasting, taking into yourself the flavor of something. Letting tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing, and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. As you enter into the mystery of being alive. Being here, breathing, touching and being touched, seeing and being seen, hearing and being heard. Smelling and being smelt, tasting and being tasted. Feel the gravity well of your being, feel your substance. Feel the part of you that is the shape that manifests just here, just now, but that is a portion of something much larger. And inviting that larger self to step forward. to come into this gravity well, this field of awareness that is our sense of who we are. It is as if our knownness is the tip of a cone. So inviting our bigger self, our deeper self, to embody more fully. The self the Egyptians envisaged as the Bar soul, the human-headed hawk that bears our face. And one way of looking at this invitation is to invite that soul to sink down into us and to form a nest in our heart, to share with us its vision. However this works for you, just inviting the deeper soul to step forward, to become more visible, to show you more of who you really are. Letting your senses be at the service of this greater self. So that you see with its eyes, hear with its ears, speak with its voice, touch with its hands. And as you feel this sense of the indwelling spirit, let your senses unfurl. Hear into the room, look into the room, touch what is around you, smell and taste your room. Step forward into the room.